I'm going to read one verse there, and then you can be seated. John's Gospel, chapter number 2, verse number 1. You glad you're saved? Say amen.
Amen.
What a great God. I'm glad we can come to a church that where the Spirit of the Lord is. Mom and Dad, it's very important that you have your babies where the Spirit of God is. John 2, verse 1, and the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. You can be seated today. Father, we love you. So we thank you for this good time around the table of God with you today. Lord, you've laid these scriptures in my heart that I want to thank you. I thank you for these families and our friends. I pray you give us traveling safety this week and help us. Lord, now I pray that you take the preaching of the Word of God, put in our hearts that only what the Word can do. Help us with the Spirit of God this morning. I'm a needy preacher. I pray you'd help me to be a blessing. I want to thank you publicly for being good to me, for saving me, blessing me. May I keep my eyes fixed and fastened towards you. I'll be careful and honor you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You'll notice in this text simply that there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee and the mother of Jesus was there. We'll preach on this simple subject this morning on the mother that Jesus had. The mother that Jesus had. This is a day that we celebrate in our nation as Mother's Day. I'm glad I had a good mother. Glad I had a mother that loved me. And she loved God. She instilled things in me. And as I began to look through the pages of the Bible about the mother that Jesus had, she's only mentioned a few times in Scripture. We never see her beginning or her ending, but she appears carrying the Lord Jesus. She's conceived by the Holy Ghost. She's never known man. He's the God-man, the Lord Jesus. He's God manifested in the flesh. So here we see the mother that Jesus had. Look in Luke 2. Turn to the left in your Bible. Verse number 5, Luke 2. You'll see the mother of Jesus. We'll see her having her child. Brother Dwayne is here. He's over the West Georgia Right to Life chapter. We appreciate mothers that will have their children. And in Luke 2, you'll find in verse number 4, Joseph went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth to Judea to the city of David that's called Bethlehem because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. I want to see here, first of all, with the mother of Jesus having her child, that she carried him. Verse 5, she was great with child. What a great responsibility that a mother has to carry her child. How God has entrusted all of you ladies to carry a child. What a blessing. What a great responsibility God has given you and God gave her. We see the mother of Jesus having her child. She carried him. But also you'll notice in verse number 7, she was committed to him. She brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes. She brought him forth. I appreciate. I'm glad my mother had me. This world is very difficult, but God's been good to me, and I'm glad my mother didn't abandon me or abort me, but she carried me and cared for me and had me, brought me into this world, raised me up. And then one day God would save me, gave me one of the greatest families, one of the greatest churches in this nation. And I'm thankful for the opportunity that I was born. And I want to say not only born, but born in the land of the free this morning. Thank God I'm in America. Hallelujah. So you'll see the mother of Jesus having her child. She carried him. She committed to him. You'll notice there wasn't much room for them, but she cared for him. She made room for him. When it was not much room for them, she made room for him. And I'm glad a lot of times when my mother didn't have a lot of things, she made room for me. She gave me things that only she could give me. And I'm thankful for the mother that Jesus had. We see her having her child. Young ladies, it's a great privilege to have a child. Yesterday we was gathered together at a family gathering. We seen all the little children running around. We see this morning the children coming and giving to the Lord in their little collection bucket. What a blessing to see children. Children brings life and happiness to us. I know sometimes they're a struggle and can be a nuisance, but thank God for the little ones this morning. So the mother Jesus had, we see her having her child. Thank God for the women that have carried their children and have cared for their children. But we see now in Luke's gospel, turn to the right, we only get three more glimpses of her after the birth of Christ. We never see her birth or her death, and she's only appears three times after this birth chapter. But let's look at her. We see her, first of all, having her child, but now in Luke 2:41, you'll see her helping her child. Thank God for a mother's help. The Bible said in Luke 2:41, now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they fulfilled the days, they returned. The child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. And here's our phrase, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it, but they supposing him to have been in the company one a day's journey, they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. When they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem seeking him. Came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said to him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, my father and I have sought thee sorrowing. He said to them, how is it that you sought me? Wished ye not that I must be about my father's business? We see her here, the first glimpse after the birth, helping her child. We see her faithfulness. Verse 41, she went to the temple every year. They'd go there and they would offer their sacrifice. We see this help in her child. He experienced the faithfulness of his mother. I want to thank God for the faithfulness of mothers today. When it's not easy to get your children ready to get them to the tabernacle, when everything else is going crazy on Sunday morning, but you put forth the effort to get them down to the house of God, we see her faithfulness in her helping. But then not only her faithfulness, we see her findings. Verse 42, you know where she found him? She found him at the temple, at God's house. That's where you could find some of your lost children today, on your knees in God's house. I don't know of a greater place for you to where for you to look and reach for your children than at the house of God. I want to ask y'all today, through 30 years of ministry at this place, I wonder how many prayers has been answered around this altar. I wonder how many times God has reached your children at the tabernacle. Church does matter. She found him at church. We see her investing in her child, being so faithful in her finding. But then in verse 48, look at her fondness. When they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. Her fondness. She loved it when she found him. Boy, how many parents has prayed at God's house or came to God's house and been so glad that they finally found their child. This morning, the mother that Jesus had, we find her having her child. I still believe that abortion is murder. Amen. I believe it is wrong. And you mark this down as two things come to this nation. I don't want to be a prophet of doom and gloom. I'm just going to tell you what my Bible teaches you. Murder is still murder. America's going to pay for 60 million plus babies they've murdered. And number two, America is turning their back on God's nation, Israel. You better hunker down and stay at the house of God, because we're going to see things that you've never seen. God said, I'll bless those that bless you, referring to Israel, and I'll curse those that curse you. May God give America guts to stand for the nation of Israel. Today, we see her having her child, helping her child, but now we find her honoring her child. Look in the text that I read. Turn to the right in your Bible, John 2. The mother Jesus had, we find her having her child, helping her child, but now we find her honoring her child. John 2, great passage. Love preaching out of it. So many nuggets and treasures in this text, but I want to deal shortly with only three here honoring her child. First of all, verse number one, what's this mother? Put it down in your heart. It spoke to me. The Bible said, verse number one, the mother of Jesus was there. We see her presence. I want to thank God I had a mother that was there. I mean, she was there, Brother Tim, when nobody else was there. My mama was there. You know, she went to the nursing home. And we would send her tapes in them days, Brother Eldred. She'd open the doors up and put in a cassette tape of preaching from Liberty Baptist Church. She'd say, oh, listen, my little boy's made a preacher. That's what she'd say, made a preacher. Everybody, some were throwing rocks. My mother was there. And you in your life, you can go back to your mother was there. Thank God for a mama that was there. You know, I was telling some of the men on the porch that I thought a lot about my mother the last 4 or 6 weeks for some reason. My mother could do things that nobody else could do. You know why? Because that's my mother. And I want to thank God that not only did Jesus have a mother, but I want to thank him that he sent me a mother. And so we see her honoring her child with her presence. She was there. But verse 3, look at her perception. When they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto them, they have no wine. I want to say this about her perception. Mama knows best. You might fool Daddy, But you ain't gonna fool mama. Somebody say amen. Boy, mama can sense things and see things that nobody else can. And so we see here the mother that Jesus had. We find her honoring her child with her presence, with her perception. But look in verse 5, with her persuasion. For the Bible says, his mother saith unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Mothers, that's a text there you can take to your grave and stand on it. Whatever Jesus says do, just do it. And it'll work out and it will always be right. You know, I cannot say that I've never questioned the Lord, because I have. Especially the last few years, I've questioned the Lord. But you know, I found out in my Bible that Jesus on the cross questioned God. He said, why? So a lot of you and I will have many questions in this life, but you'll always remember this: Jesus always does right, and he can be trusted. So lastly this morning, the mother that Jesus had. Not a lot said about her in the Bible. As Brother Daniel said, and I appreciate him saying that, my mother could not save me. But it took God's Son to die on an old rugged cross and shed his blood for me, that I could be saved by grace through faith. And so here the mother Jesus had, we see her having her child. We see her simply helping her child and honoring her child. But lastly, look at this text, the last place we find her. We see his mother hurting for her child. Do you know where I'm going next? You folks that know your Bible know where I'm headed. Turn in John's Gospel, chapter number 19. The last place we'll deal with this morning, I want you to see this. I'll get Brother Daniel to come back and sing us a song shortly. The mother Jesus had, we see her now hurting for her child in John 19. Verse 23, we find a picture of Calvary. Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts to every soldier a part, and also his coats. Now the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. They said therefore among themselves, let us not rend it, but let us cast lots for it, whose it shall be, that the scripture might be fulfilled, which saith, they parted my raiment among them, and for my vesture they did cast lots. These things therefore the soldiers did. Here's the text. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother, and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Cleopas and Mary Magdalene. So we see the mother of Jesus, she's hurting for her child. We see her attraction. We still see her standing by her child. Where has everybody else went? Mothers, can this preacher help you right here through the text, the Word of God? When your child is handed a cross, stand by your child. Stand by your child. We find her standing in the hard times with the Lord Jesus. You see, here there's a mother that she's hurting for her child. You ever hurt for your child? Well, can we look at this and apply it to our life? We see her attraction. She stood by her child. I want to say, Megan and Macy, my two daughters here today, their mother is here. I've always had pretty hard standards at my house. I've always said this: you girls may go do things that I will disapprove of and I will not sanction, but you always remember this: you'll always be my daughter. They'll always be my child. And I thank God for my children today. And so, mom and daddies, I want to urge you, stand by the cross of your child. Whatever they're bearing, you be there with them and for them. It'll pay off in the long run. They need somebody to love them to help. They need somebody to tell them the truth. But they need somebody to stand with them in love. Well, y'all, I want to tell you something now I'm done preaching. I was raised on a dairy farm area in Middle Tennessee. We didn't have a lot, but we had things money could not buy. And the farmer down the road, they had money we didn't. His boy was 2 years older than me, and they'd call me on the phone. You remember them party lines that ring 3 or 4 times? You young people don't understand that. But ours was 3 rings. I'd pick it up. She'd say, "Send Ken on his bicycle. David's got him some clothes." Brother David, I'd take a grocery bag, ride my bicycle down there and fill it full of clothes. Brother Jamie, I'd come back on that little bicycle, had a banana seat and them high handlebars. I'd throw it off and go on the porch, and my mama, that's what she'd do, and they're on the table. She'd pull them clothes out. She'd say, "Lord, honey, look how God has blessed us today, sending all these things that we need." And I said all that to say this: when everybody else would make fun of me as a child that didn't have a lot, I had a mother. Amen. Boy, she'd stand right by me because I was her child. So lastly, here this morning, we see a mother hurting for her child. We see her attraction, she's standing there, and then we see her affliction. I read this about one of the writers. I hope this will help you about one of your children that has a great cross to bear. Listen to what the old writer said about the mother of Jesus at the cross. He simply said this: "She feels as a mother, but endures as a Christian." Can I say that again? At the cross, with her son upon that cross, she feels as a mother, but she endures as a Christian. For she knows there's a better day coming. God will wipe away all the tears from our eyes. What a glorious day that will be. Brother Daniel, I want you to come this morning. I want to say this to her hurting for her child. Look at her attraction, her affliction, but don't miss this. Look at the affection. Jesus does something for his mother. This speaks volumes to me. In verse 26, "When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by whom he loved, he said to his mother, 'Woman, behold thy son.' Then saith he to the disciple, 'Behold thy mother.' And from that hour that disciple took her unto his own home." And watch, verse 28, watch this nugget. "After this, Jesus, knowing all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, he simply saith, 'I first.'" Preacher, what you thought there about this affection? Well, you see, Jesus cared for his mother till his dying breath. I've never understood why people would say, "I'm not going to help my mother." That's your mama. You only have one. Cherish her and love her. And how Jesus, you know what he done for his mother? He sent her to the disciple that he loved, John, and gave him a ministry. And far as we know, John was the only disciple that was not tragically taken out of life, but lived his life long term to see about his mother. That lets me know it don't matter how old your mother is, that's still your mother. And you know, it is Mother's Day. Brother Daniel's going to sing. Maybe your mother's here today. You ought to go to her and tell her you love her. You say, "Well, preacher, it's Mother's Day. We've got all these places to be." Well, it may be time to mind the Lord. Maybe your mother's gone on. You may want to gather around this office and say, "God, thank you for putting that mother I had in my life." As we sang, you just mind him this morning. Stand to your feet. You mind him. Maybe your mother's here. Reach out and tell her you love her. Whatever you need today, you come. It'll be right to do right. It'll always be right to do right. thank God He loves us.
Hello, Mama.
Thank God He loves
us. I just called.